Hello, hello. Welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about a little bit of everything.
Hello, hello. It's your host, Lindsay Wilson here. If you are usually here for personal development content, this is a little different this week. So if you are interested in that, I have a ton of bonus content on patreon.com/pishposhpod. But this week, we talk a lot about beer and travel and food and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really personal development, but I do have lots of content out there. There is some free, there is some behind a paywall. So if you want to get more personal development content and more out of the Pish Posh podcast brand, check it out on patreon.com/pishposhpod. And all you have to do to get all that bonus content is pay literally $1 a month and it'll go right to you. So check that out. And here we go with the episode. Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. We are on video this time. I've said that before and we didn't post a video, so we'll see how it goes this time. But welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, I'm Lindsay. I'm here with my co-host, Casey B, and we are talking about beer today. Usually we talk about something personal development related, but you know, sometimes plans change. So we decided to go with something a little bit different and talk about something we love, beer.
Pretty big fan of it.
So if you're new to the podcast, though, every week we start with our toasts and roasts of the week, our highs and lows. So I usually make Casey B start with your toast because we have similar roasts.
My toast. So I'm a huge nerd. And I've been waiting for the Dune 2020 movie trailer to come out, and it came out yesterday, and I was so freaking excited. I watched it on my phone, then I had to watch it on the big screen on the TV, and oh, I'm just so freaking excited.
Do you think that they casted well with Timothée Chalamet?
It looks like it's gonna be good.
This is a very exciting time for you.
I never met him, but I mean, it seems like he did a good job in the trailer.
This is your favorite book of all time.
Favorite book of all time.
You have a tattoo.
I do have a tattoo.
Are you going to camp out at the theater?
No, I'm gonna fight my way in.
What about Zendaya? Do you think she was a good pick?
Yeah, I was really hoping for more out of her on the trailer.
Yeah, but she barely did anything in the trailer.
There was one line I was hoping to hear from her and it did not happen.
I had no idea it was such a big deal.
It's a big deal, man.
But it is.
There's a lot of nerdy people like me around there, around the world.
Around there.
Around there, you know, the world.
So when does it come out?
It is December 23rd, I believe.
Oh, well, we're not going to watch it then. It's Christmas time.
Bullshit.
We'll see. That's a good toast.
I'm very excited about it.
How many times do you think you're going to watch this trailer before the movie comes out?
I don't know. I've watched it twice so far. So, I mean, maybe 127.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, there's more trailers to come, though, so we'll see.
So, my toast is going to be something else, but then we just watched something on TV that brought me so much joy, so I don't know which one it should be. So I might say both. So both of them are Netflix original series, and number one, we watched Unwell. We watched two episodes of it. We watched the Essential Oils episode and the Ayahuasca episode. The other one's too weird for me. So, the essential oils one, though, I was just very happy that they showed somebody on that show who was autistic and definitely more on the severe side, which is like my brother, and you never see any autistic people represented like that. Always on TV, movies, it's always like almost like a Rain Man. Everyone's always a savant. They have these special talents and, you know, that's wonderful, but there are a lot more cases who are more severe and no one even knows about that. So when you think about somebody who's autistic and you don't know, you think, oh, so they just you know, might know a lot of interesting facts or can tell you about a civil war or tell you about, you know, what the weather was like.
Or think about people with, like, Asperger's.
Yes, or... like, it's always shown, not always, but almost always shown as an Asperger's style. And that is one side of the spectrum, and it is a spectrum disorder. So I was just very happy. So if anyone wants to know a little bit more and see a different side of autism, it was an interesting episode in total. I think essential oils are interesting in total, too. We could do a whole episode on that. I think they are partially placebo, but if a placebo works, it still works. Mm-hmm. So... and I did think it was interesting that you're not supposed to digest essential oils because I saw people on the internet digesting them and I was like, I think I want to get essential oils, but I want to make sure they're okay to digest. So I want to make sure I get this right brand. And then I kept looking at brands and it said, do not digest, do not digest. And then they said, you're not supposed to do that. You're rotting your body. So now I know I'm happy I get Sage essential oils, S-A-J-E. And they work, and you're not supposed to digest them. They're topical only, and they work.
We also learned yesterday with the ayahuasca, you're not supposed to digest that either.
Ayahuasca, that was really interesting. That was a really interesting episode. Yeah, you're not really supposed to have that either. Only the shamans are supposed to have it, but...
Only the shamans.
That's definitely a whole nother episode.
They're trained
episode.
For that business.
So. Oh, and then, if you are also looking for something great to watch on Netflix, just watch the first episode of... The Home Edit show, and I've followed The Home Edit on Instagram for a while, and this first episode had Reese on it, and I just love Reese Witherspoon so much, and she is some of my favorite characters of all time. Madeline from Big Little Lies, Elle Woods, Legally Blonde, June Carter, Walk the Line, and then Sweet Home Alabama, Melanie, like she's so many good people. So it was a great episode. I love her so much. And I told Casey, they put all of her fancy clothes in the closet. And I said, Casey, when I die, cremate me and put me in that closet with all of those characters' outfits. Because I'm just so obsessed with Reese Witherspoon. And she's just an amazing person. But we have other things to talk about. So what's the roast of the week?
My roast of the week. So this afternoon, we close at 3:30, and at 3 o'clock, I was in the back of the yard and I saw a very large black smoke cloud come up over the, like all of the lumber. And I work in a lumber yard, so.
I was going to say, for the people who don't know
where you
work.
Scary. And it's like, so when I saw that, it's like I was all the way in the back half of our yard, and I just ran as fast as I could up to the front. And by the time I got to the front, it's like you could see it. There's two separate fires going. There's black smoke coming from one. The other one was a brush fire. And my dad was on the phone with the fire department, and it was just, you know, as soon as I saw it and I was out back, I just knew it was too close for comfort, and it's just, I instantly just got this pit in my stomach, and I'm like, I just felt like sick, felt like I was going to throw up, and like, we're going to lose everything. It's like, because from where I was at, it looked like it was just like right down the hill from us, and the wind was blowing our way, and... Then, when did you call me? Probably around 3:44. So, right when you called me, the police showed up and they said that we needed to evacuate because the fire was turning our way. And, oh yeah, I about lost it. And I was just like, nope. My dad, he didn't say a whole lot. I think he was in the same kind of boat as me. And just like, we could lose everything. And it's like...
Yeah, my roast is definitely the fires that are all over the West Coast, but this is just so close, and...
It was bad. And the only thing I wanted to do after work...
Well, and there... this situation right next to your work is... different than some of these other fires that are going on right now. Even though a lot of the fires that are happening right now, I don't know the exact stat, but I think it was around 50% were still caused by humans. They weren't, which it that can mean a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's assumed, not assumed, but it is very, very likely that this fire right next to your work was...
It was an arson.
Yeah, so... allegedly. We don't know yet, but...
Yeah, that's the word on the street. I saw a guy running with gas cans away from where the fire started right before it went up.
Allegedly. And it was started in a... There is a homeless encampment that is right there. So, that was the statement from Tacoma Fire Department. So.
Allegedly.
We'll see.
But,
one time I'm going to upload a video and then
allegedly
be taken down.
it scared the shit out of me. Not going to lie. And it's like, I was the only one, I had the last customer of the day, and it was a big order, and it's like, the whole time everyone was, like, watching what's going on, I was just seeing this big cloud coming over our yard, just nothing but smoke, and, like, I was loading up this lady's trailer, and I started seeing ash fall, and I'm like, I don't know how close it is, like, you can't tell,
mm-hmm.
There's a valley down below us, and I'm like, oh, God. And then the cop came in and said we needed to get out. And I was like, right when I finished the order, and I still hadn't even went and looked at it. And, oh.
So, we need to pray for rain and just do everything we can to not spread fires. But there's really not much you can do once it's starting. I mean, don't have a lot of power, but just, it's terrible. People all over the West Coast are just struggling so much right now, and then it's just so bad. I have seen a lot of people coming together. Like, it kind of made me think about the beginning of coronavirus, when people were actually helping each other out and buying each other groceries, and then the farther along we've gotten with this virus, people decided they hate each other again, and so now with this happening, I've seen people saying, you know, I have a trailer you can borrow, come stay at my place, wherever you need to evacuate, come here, places to camp, place to keep your horses. Been seeing a lot of that, so, because, you know, it's a lot of this farmland in Oregon,
yeah,
and Eastern Washington and Northern California, and it's just, it's terrible. So it's been a rough year, and be kind to your neighbors, and only you can prevent wildfires.
That's what Smokey says. Fun fact.
What?
Back in elementary school, we used to do Smokey the Bear plays. Guess who played Smokey the Bear?
Were you Smokey the Bear?
3 years in a row.
Whoa!
First through third.
That is a fun fact.
Fun fact. I was Smokey the Bear. Probably because I was the biggest.
So that concludes Toast and Roast for the week, I think. And then each week I also give a podcast recommendation. And I wrote it down, and I don't know where I put it. And we're back. Okay, guys, I remember my podcast suggestion for the week. It is Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Tuesday's episode was with a psychic medium named Chris Medina. And if you're into that sort of thing, it was really good. He talks ridiculously fast, though. And I usually listen to my podcast at 1.5 speed. Fun fact, if any of you guys haven't done that before and you want to listen to me at 1.5 speed, try it out. I just really enjoy listening to them faster. But
you almost have to listen to me at 1.5 speed.
Yeah, because you talk way too slow. And then sometimes if you... you don't listen to podcasts ever, but if you put it, you can listen to a podcast at half speed, and then it really sounds like people are just really drunk talking. So, whatever. Anyways.
That's another trick.
Anyways, it was really interesting. If you're into mediums and connecting, this guy also is, he's a psychic medium, which is different than just a regular medium, I guess. because he was predicting things about the future. And he said he knew stuff about coronavirus and he knew stuff about politics. And I don't know, it might be a load of baloney, but I thought it was interesting and I love that kind of stuff. So that's your suggestion for the week. Listen to it at your own risk. Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow, Tuesday's episode, Chris Medina. Okay. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I've been snapping a lot today.
You're so snappy. So snappy.
Today, we are going to go over breweries because we love beer. We love breweries. What do? On the weekends when we want to hang out and do something, we go to a brewery. And we are from Washington. There's lots of craft breweries around here. We love going to Oregon and visiting craft breweries. We have, what do we have on here? We have Washington, Oregon, and Montana. We didn't get any Idaho ones, but we went to 23 breweries in the first half of the year, so we're going to go really quickly through them, talking about what either beer that we like from there, the food that we like from there. A lot of people really like the food episode of the podcast. I say that like every week, but for some reason it was a fan favorite, so maybe the beer episode will be a fan favorite as well. And we'll talk about beer, food, environment. What am I thinking instead of environment? You're burping. You're being gross. And just overall vibes of the place.
Vibes.
Okay, so I'm going to start out with the... I'll just go in order that we visited these, okay? And
the updates on there?
I wrote them down in the order that we visited.
Oh.
Except for one I messed up on. So, hopefully I place it right. But on New Year's, we went to two breweries in Bellingham, Washington, way up there next to Canada. We went to Chuckanut Brewery and Aslin Brewing Company. So those are both in Bellingham, Washington. What do you have to say about Chuckanut?
I really like Chuckanut. It was down by the water. It was kind of cool, super quiet when we went down there too.
Oh, I forgot. We should start out with this. What are you drinking right now?
I am drinking the Bodhisattva.
And I am drinking not beer right now. I'm drinking but it's from kind of a sister or a brother to the brewery. So I'm drinking out of a No Lie brew house from Spokane. I'm drinking out of one of their glasses. And what I'm drinking inside the glass is from the distillery that's literally right next door to them. It's a spicy lemonade with vodka.
And so spicy.
It's quite good from Dry Fly Distillery. And you're drinking a Bodhisattva from Georgetown Brewing.
Georgetown, which we still have Seattle. Never been to.
I know. We suck, but...
It's an issue.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mine's all spicy, right. So it doesn't taste good to chug. But, okay.
But yeah.
Also, if you guys are playing along with us, take a drink every time Casey says, I really liked it, because that's probably what he's going to say for everything.
I really liked it. You know what? I really liked it.
Okay, Chuckanut. It was really relaxed. We did not eat there because we had a delicious breakfast at Bayou on Bay, which is a New Orleans-inspired restaurant.
You know what?
Oh my God, so
I really
good.
Liked it there.
I really liked it there too. Oh my God, that place is amazing.
Didn't let me get the frog legs, but it was still good.
I said you could get frog legs.
Oh.
Okay, so Chuckanut, it was really relaxed, which I liked. It was right next to the water, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was right next to the water. We walked down there. It was really cool.
Yeah, and we got a little flight, and the beer was good. We'll get
it.
More in depth, but that one we didn't spend a ton of time at, and there was no food, and it was nice. We were there New Year's Day, which I believe was a Sunday, so we were there like right after they opened, so there was like nobody else there. So
it's my favorite time to go to a brewery.
Me too. Nice and relaxed. And then, after that, actually, we went to the Beer Garden, which was not a brewery, but it was really cool. So we were there for a while, and just check it out if you're in Bellingham. And then next, we went to Aslin Brewing, which was really good and really cool. I thought their whole setup was cool. They had a huge TV, which is weird. Sometimes breweries don't have TVs, but this one does, and they had... I always like it when you go somewhere, and especially now that I'm thinking back at it, where there's people who are like actually like standing around and drinking beer at the bar. It just makes me feel like there's just energy there. Like, Do you understand what I'm saying? Now that
we can't do... It's the place to be.
We can't do anything. Like, just being in a crowded place, like, I'm craving it. But it was crowded. It was... Rose Bowl was happening. So,
yep.
We're watching that, the end of that there. And...
I thought we were watching the Badgers.
Yeah, in the Rose Bowl.
Oh, they were in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the sports one. Okay. Did we eat anything there? I can't remember.
I don't think we did.
We might have had a snack, but
I thought we had a snack at the Beer Garden. The Beer Garden, yeah.
I don't think we ate there. I don't think they had any food there.
Yeah, they did.
Okay, we're getting off track.
Okie dokie.
Okay, those are the two we went to in Bellingham. We were gonna rate these. Okay, Chuck and Nut. I would give Chuck and Nut. I didn't eat there or anything, but I would give it an 8.5. Just because it's nice and relaxed. What would you say? Gonna have to be quicker than
hard
this.
Hard 7.
7. Okay. And Aslan. I'd say 8.5 as well.
I don't remember it, so we'll go 6er.
It was later in the day. And then Red Hook Brew Lab, which is one of my favorites in Seattle. And that was technically a brewery, right?
I guess.
Red Hook, that place is really cool because there's like 3 different bars in the one area. There's tons of seating, and it almost feels like different restaurants. Like one side of the building, and then another side of the building, and then there's outside, and then we always go in the one part of the restaurant. But I think we've only been in 2 parts actually. But it's huge. It's huge. There's tons of good beer, and it's really cool. It makes me feel cool and hip when I'm there.
I totally understand that feeling. I felt cool for the first time in my life there.
it's more expensive because it is in Capitol Hill, and it's definitely more expensive. But they have a lot more choices of beer than you would like normally think. Like they had a ton of different stuff on tap, and their food was really good.
The first time we went there, it was crazy because it had all the stouts and stuff, and I think it was like wintertime or...
Yeah.
Near spring, but yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, I definitely would suggest it for anyone who's a tourist in Seattle. That is a really cool place. Probably one of the only cool places that I go in Capitol Hill.
What about the pizza place?
I'm not hip enough to hang in Capitol Hill. Yeah, and then Ian's Pizza in Capitol Hill.
Good choice.
Fabulous.
Always a good choice.
Okay, I give the Brew Lab a hard 9. It's really good, but it's expensive, and it doesn't give you brewery vibes. It gives you cool bar vibes.
I give it an 8.75.
Okay. Okay, and then another Seattle favorite, Pike Brewing, which is inside of Pike Place Market. Another one that also feels like it's multiple restaurants in one, actually. Because there's like the old bar, there's a restaurant, there's upstairs. There is a lot of stuff there, and it's literally in the heart of Pike Place Market. And they give you way too much food, which is ridiculous because it's a tourist place. Like, if it's a tourist place, I think they should give you smaller things of food because you're not going to take it with you. Nobody lives there in Pike Place Market. Like, no one's close enough that they're going to either drive home or, like, take their food home. That's just a slight roast about it.
Well, I mean, I'd say their serving sizes is a big plus for me.
You didn't even finish your food.
I know. That never happens.
But, you know.
Usually I'm hungry.
It's really cool. They have lots of cool Seattle history stuff. These two are the ones I would say if you are a tourist in Seattle and you want to go to a brewery, those two are the ones to go to. There's a lot of other ones, but those two are kind of the, what would you say? Like flagship, like must goes.
The go-to.
What would you rate Pike Place?
Pike, I'd say an 8. I mean, their food is awesome. Their beer is pretty good.
I'd say an 8.5. Their beer is not my favorite, but I just like being there.
Yeah.
Maybe a 9. I like going to Pike Place Market. I have not been there since February when we went, and so I'm sure it's just really different right now.
I have a quick question.
What's your question?
Are any of these going to drop below 5
on the race? I don't think we had any bad experiences.
I don't think we did
either. So probably not. Next one, local favorite, Seven Seas Brewing in Gig Harbor, Washington, which is where we live now. No food at this one. They do have really cool night markets. They used to before the Rona. And yeah, Seven Seas, really, it's kind of a favorite around here. But I'm going to give it a 6.5 just because they don't have food and they're really good at their IPAs, their hoppy beer. But if you're not a hoppy beer person, they don't have a ton of other choices.
I'm going to give it a 7. I mean, I remember back when they had the food truck outside. That was amazing.
They have not had that in like 3 years.
I know, because the food truck went to the Tacoma location, or like the cooks from the food truck.
I don't know.
Something like that. Because they actually have food in the Tacoma Seven Seas.
Oh, yeah. So we need to go to that one.
Yeah.
But it's, if you're visiting Gig Harbor, it's the place to go. It's, I think it was the first one in here. Now there's actually quite a few breweries in Gig Harbor. I really actually like this brewery more than Seven Seas, so it's probably blasphemy to certain Gig Harbor people. But Wet Coast is a newer brewery, and I love them. It's very chill. Another one that does not have food, but it's so much more relaxed. They're not snooty at all about their beer. They just make good beer, and they make a really good cream ale and then a dark chocolatey creamy ale. They're both so good. They taste like milkshakes.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I'd say a 9 for Wet Coast if you just like a relaxed place.
Wet Coast, I would give it a maybe 7.75 or an 8, just because there's no children running around as far as Gig Harbor ones.
That's the other thing with Seven Seas, is there's always a bunch of kids there.
Yeah, but I like Wet Coast. I mean,
that's
remember
not a
talking
very high
to.
Score. But it's really nothing special, but it's just my local favorite.
Yeah. I remember talking to one of the guys, or just a customer that came into work, and he was wearing Wet Coast hat, Wet Coast shirt, and I'm like, hey, that's a good place. He's like, yeah, man, all the Seven Seas guys go and drink there.
Yeah, I like that one. Okay. Next, we went to Hood River for a vacation when we could still vacation. And so we went to a bunch of breweries in Hood River. And I have a blog post about Hood River and all the breweries and all the places you need to eat and all that good stuff. So check that out on pishposhpodcast.com on the blog page. And, you know, so we'll just go over them really quick. I just flippin' love Hood River and honestly some of the best breweries around. I skipped a couple.
Oh no.
We'll get back to those since I just did a whole spiel on Hood River. So, first place we went in Hood River this year. We've been there twice now. Oh my god, you know we're videoing and you cannot stop burping. You're really grossing me out.
It's a bodily function, I'm sorry.
I'm getting really frustrated. Okay, we went...
Continue.
I almost stopped the podcast. I just got so mad. We went to Frime, which is the only thing that's keeping me going with this podcast because it was so freaking good. I honestly... This
that
is, food. Tens. We did... So we've been to Hood River once before, and we did not go to Frime because I was really busy, and we're like, yeah, we've not really heard of them that much. Like, we've seen them, but don't know as much, and they're busy, so whatever. We went there this time when we got into town late and had, oh my god, you had the most delicious burger ever.
Oh, yeah.
I had mussels and fries and a delicious sauce, and then, oh my god, their dark beer is to die for. Oh, and once again, we went there in February, so it's like cold. Everyone has their delicious dark beers, and oh my god. So it's there, a lot of their stuff is Belgian style beer, the dark ales, and guys, it's so good. And every time I go to the store, I see Frime stuff and it's not what I want to have. It's not the dark chocolatey stuff. It's like IPAs.
It's their flagship beers.
It makes me mad.
It's not their specialty ones.
I want to go back there so bad. Tens. And it's cool in there, and there's not a ton of room there. So it does get packed pretty quickly, but it's awesome. Okay, tens.
Yep, tens. That pimento burger.
Oh, that's what it was. Pimento delicious. Cheese. Next one is right next to Frime, and it's called Ferment Brewing Company. And did we go there before?
Nope. No, it was under construction when we went last time.
Okay, so we went there, got more dark beer. It was really, really bitter. If you're into that sort of thing, like, I liked it, but their beer is a little different.
I liked mine. I forget what it was. It was like, it tasted like a tree.
It did. I don't remember what you got either.
It was like a stout that was,
which is not very riveting.
Ginny.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, delicious. They're
a lot.
What?
I think we need to stop.
Why?
Because I'm just getting frustrated.
Getting frustrated?
Yes.
All right, I think we can continue.
Okay. As I was saying, I don't even remember what I was going to say. It's really like a modern place. It's set up like a modern coffee stand. And it does not give me normal brewery vibes, if you know what I mean. Like, I've said brewery vibes too many times. If I say that again, you guys have to drink. So, it's like a cafe, and there's a bunch of greenery and letterboard and all that kind of stuff. And their outdoor space was really nice, but it was cold there when we were there, so we didn't use it. But they also have a restaurant, which we did not try because we had just filled up at Frime on the best food of our lives. So what would you rate Ferment? I would probably say a 6 for Ferment, but I would try it again. It's still a newer one. So
either a 6 or a 6.5.
I really think it'll just get better and better. And I got a shirt I really like from there. I liked it a lot, actually. Maybe I should do higher than a 6, but I think it'll grow into something even better. Hood River, it's just going to just keep growing as a tourist destination. Okay, and then the next day at Hood River, it was the Super Bowl. We have a tendency to do these things on football weekends. We went to Full Sail Brewing Co. Full Sail, I'll say a 6.5. They have food there, they have a lot of drinks, and they have a lot of beer, and they have hard kombucha, which is a big thing for them now. They do a lot of session ales, which are not my favorite. And their food is good, but it's nothing like fancy, so.
Those wings we got there were pretty dang tasty, though.
I think you might have just been drunk. No, they were fine. They were really spicy.
Yeah.
I don't really like my wings like so overpoweringly spicy when I'm drinking beer. It's just too much. But they do have a really, really good view of the river from their restaurant. And they had a cool outdoor space that was heated, even though it was outside, which was cool in the winter months. And I don't know. I just need to try more of their stuff, I think. I didn't find anything that I don't have a beer there that I really love. It's really big. That's probably the first one that was there, right?
Full Sail was it's been a big one for a long time.
In Hood River. Yeah. It's a huge building, and they do tours, and they're a bigger company, too. So you see them in Safeway and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
And they're actually pretty large.
For a while.
Then we went to Double Mountain, your favorite. Why don't you talk about Double Mountain? I've been talking a lot.
Double Mountain, I feel like, is usually like our last stop in Hood River, and it's pretty blurry when we get there.
What?
But the shirt I get every time we go there is my favorite.
Every time? All two times.
I'm going to get another one when we go back.
I want to go back.
With the Gypsy Stumper shirt. I also like the beer.
I love Double Mountain. The one thing about Double Mountain is they don't have TVs. Which was weird, because if I would have known in February what was going to happen with coronavirus, I would have treasured Super Bowl Sunday so much more.
I know.
I was so, I was disappointed in sports for work and other things, and I'm like, whatever, I don't care about Super Bowl Sunday. All I care about is college football. And it was taken away from me. But
it's taken away from all of us, huh? All of us.
Oh, frick. Yeah, but anyways, that's unrelated. But they don't have TVs. If you need to watch something, you got to go to somewhere else. But
Full Sail had the puppy bowl.
Full Sail did have the puppy bowl on, which was great. They have really good beer at Double Mountain. Double Mountain is a 10 for me as well. I remember the first year we went there, we were there at night, and they had live music, and they have a huge dance floor area. I love anywhere with a dance floor, anywhere, and I never see anywhere that has a dance floor, so I loved that. They have great barley wine, huge barley wine guy, and they have a really good peach cuvée, I don't know what it's called. It's a C.
What was that?
It's peach C-U-V-E-E. QV. I don't know how you say it, but it's a sour peach beer to die for. Their pizza to die for. It's tens all around, I would say. Would you say tens?
Tens.
Okay. I think we got to speed it up a little bit. So that's all for Hood River. Next. This next one's one of our favorites, too. Half Lion Brewing in Sumner. Okay. Sumner, Washington, in between Seattle and Tacoma, kind of.
Closer to Tacoma.
Sorry for the long pause. I just got to think about how to describe it. Another brewery that does not have its own food, but they make up for it in so many other ways. Like, they have...
it's so cool.
They have... What am I thinking? Giant Jenga. They have cribbage. They have... It's just a really cool place. It is designed with a bunch of old logging stuff. And so there's a big chandelier that's made out of saw blades. There's multiple big chandeliers that are made out of saw blades. And there's outdoor fire pits. And there's all kinds of good stuff in there. So, and their beer was good. I
enjoyed their beer. And I definitely liked just like looking around at stuff. It was just like a big... warehouse.
There's another place that's just super chill.
Yeah, it is. I would go there. Like if
no we one lived goes in... there to try to be cool. You just go there to hang.
Yeah, if we lived in Sumner, I'd go there all the time. But
yeah, it's definitely far away from us, but I like it. I'm gonna give it a 9.
I give it a 10.
10. 10. Whoa! I gotta try some of their beer again. And then another one in that kind of area was in Bonnie Lake, and it was Lost Woods Brewing. Which doesn't look like anything fancy. It's technically, like, sort of in a strip mall area. Like, in a shopping center area. But the beer I got there was really good. It was a wintertime one, and it was peppermint, a peppermint porter or something like that. I've never had peppermint beer before, and I loved it. What did you think?
I mean, it was decent.
You could tell that it was a place like locals go. It's the only brewery in Bonnie Lake, but I liked it there. You'd give it a what? 6?
A 6.
I would give it a 7.5, but it was definitely nothing fancy. But we were also there on kind of a weird day. I'd like to go there and see what it's like on like a week night.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I would debate if that was right next to the Finn Holmes Market.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
In Gig Harbor, there's a small convenience store that has 16 beers on tap, and you can go sit down and drink beer.
Yeah, it's kind of a similar style to that.
So, between that kind of thing, like a convenience store, and they both have good beer. But, I mean, it's a toss-up which one I would go to if they were next to each other. I'd say like 5.5, maybe 6.
Ooh, 5.5.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is in Tacoma, Dystopian State Brewing. You talk about this one.
So, Dystopian State, actually when I first started working at my work, the guys that were building it out and doing all the fancy stuff inside and tables and such, they were coming in all the time and buying live edge slabs, and they're telling me about this place that they were going to start up. And it was usually the brewer and then the guy, like his friend that was doing all the work. And so it's like for the longest time, it's like we got to go here when it opens up. And we went there and it is pretty damn cool. I like it.
It's really cool. It's in an old building in downtown Tacoma. And I just like it there. It's another, they don't have food there, but... It's just another good hang.
Yeah.
I would give it an 8.
I would agree with that. 8's a good mark for that one.
McMenamins in Tacoma. So there's McMenamins all over the Pacific Northwest, really, and they usually redo an old building. What this one in Tacoma is an Elks Lodge. There's one that was a old Catholic schoolhouse that we go to in Bend. That's really cool. There's quite a few that we want to go to, but we went to the one in Tacoma that is...
It's the old Elks Lodge in Tacoma. Lodge.
And McMenamins, they all have, like, their flagship beer is the Ruby Ale, which is really good. And we both like it, which normally we don't agree on beer.
Nope.
It's a sweet, tiny bit of hoppy, but mostly, like, grapefruity. It's really good. I give that McMenamins. It's cool, but it's not as cool as some of the other ones we've been to. So I would say 7.5.
6.75, maybe 7.
Oh, but McMenamins does have great food.
They do have great food. That's why it's more of a 7.
But it's kind of a weird, I asked Casey this when I was like writing them down, because it's kind of a brewery, but it's kind of not, because it is kind of a chain, but it's also, it's just, they're their own deal. I don't know anything like them. Okay, then we were in Spokane, and Spokane, actually a really good brewery town. There's quite a few there. It's an underrated brewery location. We've gone there and drank it at multiple breweries many a time. Why are you laughing at me?
No comment.
Okay. So, number one, Spokane Brewery, No Lie Brew House. I always call it Noli. And it is right on the river in Spokane. It's awesome. They have great beer. They have an arcade now. They have great food. It's chill, but it's also a cool place for like cool college kids to go to. It's like the perfect medium of everything, I think. I would give Noli a 9.5.
Yeah, I'd say 9 to 9.5. It's a good place to be. Gazoon tights. You okay?
I have the Rona.
You a little bit of spiciness in that drink?
Yeah, it is spicy.
Oh, so spicy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a really cool place.
And if you go there certain days, they let you keep your cup.
Well, I mean, you gotta pay for it, but...
No, I don't think we had to pay for it this day. We got these cute little snifters.
Snifter.
They do a lot of specialty cups, and so then certain days of the month you get to keep your pint. And they have great clothes, just a great place all around. Mm. A new one in Spokane we went to was Brick West Brewing Co., and I actually really liked my beer I got there. And they had really cool, like, big garage doors. It was on the west side of Spokane, but still downtown area-ish. Downtown Spokane's really kind of big.
Yeah.
You would not want to walk from Brick West to Noli. That's way too far. But Noli's kind of on its own. But Brick West was good. I think they have food there, but we didn't get any food there. And it's definitely newer. They have board games and stuff you can do. And it was really nice for the time that we went there, because it gets so hot in Spokane. And they had a great breeze, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was a cool place. I probably should have tried a different beer. I wasn't a huge fan of the beer I got.
What kind did you get?
It was like a hazy IPA or something. Oh, I can't remember.
Like hazies.
Oh, yeah, I know. I made a mistake. But I need to give them another try.
Yeah, I would go back. Next one is a classic favorite. Silver City Brewery in Silverdale. Really, Silver City has a tap room and a restaurant. We've never been to the tap room. Been to the restaurant many a times. Always get the shrimp scampi fettuccine. And you always get the Diablo pizza.
And the firecracker wings.
And their wings are to die for. Oh my gosh.
So good.
Making me hungry. And they make one of the best beers of all time. But it's only around for 2 months in the summer. And it's called the Giant Made of Shadows. Oh, so I give Silver City a 9.5. They would be a 11 out of 10 if they made Giant Made of Shadows all year long.
So
But we went there after the Rona started, and we had to wear a mask to go in, and then you take off your mask when you sit down, which, whatever, that's the rules, but it seems silly to me. And then you put your mask back on to leave, and then you have to go out a certain way. There's in and out traffic. It was just interesting, but...
That was, like, right when everything got lifted, though.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's still like that.
Probably, but it's always, always good. Never disappoints. But I really don't like very many of their beers besides the Giant Man Shadows, so...
Trying to think what you get when you're there.
When there's not Giant Man? I usually try whatever is seasonal. I've tried the Tropic Haze, and I do not like it.
Yeah, you're not a fan of that one.
But that's okay. The red. I usually get Ridge Top Red.
The Ridge Top, yeah.
Which is also good. You gotta rate it, honey.
Rate it? Until I actually go to the tap room... I'll call it a 9.
Okay. Then we went to Montana. Things were a little different in Montana. We went to Tamarack Brewery in Lakeside, Montana. So there's Flathead Lake, and then across the street is this brewery, tap room, whatever. And it's a brewery and restaurant. But there's no... it's not on the lake. So...
It's in Lakeside, Montana, the town.
Yeah, so it's right next to the lake. And they give you way too much food. Like, way, 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 way too much food. But their beer is phenomenal.
Oh, their food is so good, too, though.
If you like hoppy beer, which I don't, they have, like, the hoppiest beer around.
They just do beer different in Montana, too. It's a lot more malty and, oh,
I don't know. Love it. You get a little weird about Montana stuff when you're in Montana, but you forget that you're from Washington. But
what's that supposed you're like, to mean?
Yeah, Montana. Yeah, everything's better in Montana. That's how you feel.
Well, that's how it is.
But then you hate it when people come here and they're like, everything's better in Washington. You're like, go back to California, you hippie.
That's exactly what I say.
So,
can you do that, Ed?
No, that's enough. I already got on video.
Oh my god, that was great.
So what would you rate Tamarack?
Tamarack's 10. 10 in my book.
I'd say a 9. It's great though. It's really great.
I mean, the beer.
I did get some food there once, not this time when we went, but before, and it was not good, so it made me sick. But everything else I've had there was amazing, so 9. Then, in Whitefish, this was probably one of my favorites for the year, actually. We went to Bonsai Brewing Project, which is a weird name, but it's a little brewery, and it's like set up in a house in Whitefish, Montana. And they have outside, they do hot dogs on the grill, and I love a good hot dog, like a real hot dog with like good stuff on it. So we got one of those, had like pepperoncinis and pickles and mustard, and oh my gosh, I hope your mouth is watering because mine is. And then the beer that we got was so good. It was like they had one that was called ice cream cookie beer, and it was amazing.
Oh god, so good. My mouth is watering.
Thinking about the hot dog.
Thinking about that god. I don't even like hot dogs.
I know. They were
and
so good.
That was so freaking awesome. Because you got one and I got one, right?
Yeah. Or we shared both of them. Yeah.
Yeah. And, oh man. Mine was so good.
They were amazing.
The food was awesome. The beer was.
I'm going to say 10.
It was great. Yep. 9.99.
Yeah. The only thing is it could be a little bit bigger. But they had a lot of outdoor space, but it was cold and rainy when we were there. So, you win some, you lose some. Then, I went to Backslope Brewing in Columbia Falls, Montana, which is your brother's hometown favorite.
Yep.
And it's really good, too. It's a classic. I would say a 9. But they're always busy. They're always crowded. But they have really good food. And it was also we also went during... the Rona, and so everything's spread out. There's even less places to sit than there usually is, but it was still good. It's just classic good beer, but it's nothing like fancy in there. It's not really a cool vibe or anything. It's just like
It's just good.
It's just a good place to go and eat. And, oh, it's that chicken sandwich.
Yeah, their food is bomb. So, I say 9. What do you say? Actually, I say 8.5.
I give it a 9er.
Okay. Last one.
Last one?
The last one in Montana.
Oh.
Sacred Waters Brewing. This is a 10 for me. Maybe an 11. I loved it. This place was so cool. So this was in Kalispell, and it was connected to, it's a brewery, connected to a winery, connected to a restaurant, connected to a fruit stand.
Like a farmer's market fruit stand type
They're
thing.
All connected together. So you can have your drink at the brewery, order takeout from the restaurant, and eat it there. And they had a great outdoor space, huge outdoor space, where you can, you know, play cornhole or whatever. They had a bar out there too, which wasn't operating because we were there like on a Monday during COVID. But it was, and their beer was so good. I think I got a weird pumpkin one that was amazing. And I loved it there. And their logo is a cute girl in jean shorts fishing.
Fly fishing.
It's amazing. 11 out of 10.
I'd give it a 10er.
If I lived over there, I would be there every other night.
I remember just feeling like maybe we should just stay another night and just bite the bullet.
Just
I know we have
there.
To be back tomorrow, but let's
just so
stay
cool
in Kalispell.
I love Kalispell. We never get enough time in Kalispell. And then on our way back, we also went to Drew Brew, which is on Snoqualmie Pass. I want to go back in the wintertime because it is a, like,
it's a ski bar.
Yeah, but their beer was good. I couldn't remember if they normally have food there or if it's just because it's connected to a restaurant. So I don't think they have food there.
Yeah.
But it's a cool place. And they were a lot more chill because they're like, we are technically not in King County, so we get to be more chill. And it was nice.
Yeah, like,
the line is right there. Like, you could see it. From
I remember the bartender saying something about that. She's just like, yeah, I mean, the line's about 100 yards that way, but we're not in it.
I know. I remember always when I would drive back from Pullman, you see the entering King County. I'm like, we're not in King. We're right next to King County.
Adjacent.
King County adjacent. But, yeah, what would you rank that one? I'd say
eight.
I'd say 7.5, but I got to try it again.
Yeah, we got to go back there in the wintertime with your new all-wheel drive car.
And then we only got two left. Bar Hop Brewing in Port Angeles. So the only brewery in Port Angeles, our hometown. Isn't it? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to remember.
There isn't anymore. You always tell me. You're the one who tells me this. So,
yeah, I guess they all did die off.
I would say Bar Hop's a 9.5 just because we go there so often. Local favorite. They got good pizza. We've talked about it before.
I'd give it a 10 if they made pizza like I used to.
Oh, whatever.
So I'll go 9.5.
Okay. And then finally, Gig Harbor Brewing. We went there on your birthday. And they actually had really good beer. They don't have food there. It's right downtown. It's kind of a weird setup, especially right now, because in their normal tasting room, it looked like they normally had like couches and stuff set up, but you couldn't sit there, so you had to sit outside, so that part was kind of lame. But you got a really good dark cherry beer, and I liked it.
Oh my God.
So I would say a 7.5, but once again, I have to try it again.
Based on that beer that I drank, I'd give it a 9. Just on that it was so good.
It was so good. I know, I was mad because you got a better beer than me. I was like, that's the one I was going to try, but it was your birthday, so I had to let you get it.
Oh.
So that's all we've gone to so far. Can you name 2 or 3 that we want to go to in the second half of the year?
I know we want to go back to Good Life.
In Bend. Good Life.
Good Life. Sig. We gotta try Sig.
Yeah, Sig Brewing in Tacoma. They sound like they have crazy beer. They do like new stuff every other week. So I want to go there really bad. There's another one on the
Toast, I want, I think.
What's that one over in Paulsbo? Redwood? Or
Rainy Days.
No, no. Yeah, Rainy Days, we got to go there, too. There's another one I wanted to go to that was really small.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't know. There's so many good ones out and about, and I'm excited to go to more. But, yeah, I think that concludes the brewery talk for today. I hope somebody enjoyed this. If you made it to the end of this, you're a trooper. I should have said this at the beginning of the episode, but if you are driving, do not drink along with us.
Yeah, not a good plan.
So this was definitely different. I was totally going to talk about something else today, and it just, things happen. So we pivoted, and maybe I'll do a bonus episode on Monday that's much more personal development based. But if you enjoy these ones about food or beer or travel or whatever, let Animals. Me know. And we have some blog posts up on the website if you're interested in any of that kind of stuff. I have one on Bend, Oregon. I have one on Hood River, Oregon. And I have one that kind of gives a short synopsis of all of the breweries I mentioned today. And yeah, so that's all on the blog. So pishposhpodcast.com/blog. You'll find it there. Let me know if you liked it. If you're listening to this, take a screenshot, share it on social media, tag us, all the things. You know what to do. And promise we'll get into more personal development stuff. But it's been a rough week, guys. Things are changing all the time. And so sometimes we just need some relief. And we need a cold beer. So if you need one of those and you're in the Pacific Northwest, it gives you lots of options. So try it out. Party on.
Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out.